Roland Lamb, head of Philadelphia's Addiction Services, says he's noticed some disturbing trends when it comes to illicit opiate use in this region.
There's been steady growth in terms of the actual deaths. We've seen a steady growth in terms of the admissions to treatment. We've seen a steady growth in terms of the use of prescription opiates. That is very much disconcerting for us.
Heroin, for example, played a part in a majority of the 500 reported drug overdose deaths last year. Opiates, like heroin and OxyContin, accounted for more than a fourth of all entries into the city's drug treatment programs. But Lamb says the increase stems from a recent culture shift in drug use. People are getting hooked first on prescription drugs.
So now no longer do you have this vision of someone who's being approached in a dark alley, you know, about you want to do some drugs. Right now we're seeing that over 54% of new initiates being turned on by a friend or a family member who may have the drug illicitly.
Nationwide, prescription drug abuse is up. Lamb says what's different in Philadelphia is how easy it can be to switch to illicit drugs. Philadelphia's heroin's cheaper and more potent than in other cities. He says new data shows the problem starting at a younger age, too, 18 to 23. More people are also using multiple drugs at once, all of which, Lamb says, is stressing the region's entire health system. It responded to nearly 3,000 general overdose calls last year. Lamb says he doesn't have a solution, but hopes that by working with city and community leaders in the coming months, they'll be able to develop better responses. I'm Alana Gordon, WHYY News.